Listener production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. Hobart hosts its first game of AFL this year, North Melbourne against the Crows on Saturday arvo. It'll also be the first game of AFL played in the state since the Devils were confirmed as the 19th team in the league, with a bumper crowd expected. Tassie boy Colby McKercher says he's ready to use the home ground to his advantage.
We haven't really been satisfied with our performances so far this season, and as a collective we have some growth areas that we've been getting to work to. So yeah, hopefully they can come out on show on the weekend.
Australians think they're less safe due to the war in the Middle East. 61% of people have told Nine newspapers the country is suffering from increased racism and religious intolerance. A majority of people also think Australia should take a neutral stance towards the escalation in conflict between Israel and Iran. Australia's population density continues to rise, and so does Hobart's. CoreLogic's latest report shows West Moona has the highest population density in the state. The suburb had well over 2,400 people per square kilometre in 2023. Moona came in second, Sandy Bay third, and West Hobart fourth. The report also shows properties with a higher density have a lower value growth. A British court has granted prosecutors more time to build its case against Matildas skipper Sam Kerr, who's charged with racial harassment of a police officer. And more than 250 years later, four spears stolen by Captain Cook and taken to England have been returned to traditional owners. To sport now, and Richmond has swung four changes for tonight's Round 7 opener against Melbourne at the G, including the return of former captain Dylan Grimes from injury. Brownlow medalist Mark Rusciuto telling us the Demons hold the edge with Cozzy Pickett back from suspension.
It's a big in and they'll be short price favourites.
Clayton Oliver is right to go after finger surgery. And fresh off a breakout performance in the Western Derby, West Coast will reportedly rest Harley Reid for Sunday's game against Gold Coast.